Hi, and welcome to episode 44 of the Game Slave Podcast. And today we have me, a simulator. That's right, you're stuck with me and only me today. Yeah, you poor people, I'm sorry about this. But hey, I'm sure somehow you will all survive. So what have we got this week? Not much, because as per usual, when I do solo shows, they're not all that long, really. But I do have a few little nuggets of information, starting with the Nintendo DS, that wonderful little handheld that we all have, love, and pretty much can't live without. Trying to get people to forget about the Nintendo 3DS just for a little bit and boost sales, Nintendo has revealed the Super Mario 25th Anniversary DSi and DSXL. According to the picture here, basically it is a red DS with it says Super Mario Brothers 25th Anniversary, and just above that it has a Super Mushroom, a Fire Flower, and an Invincibility Star. All iconic things. I guess I could see some people buying this just because they can. I mean, we're geeks, we're impulse buyers, it's what we do. So, we all love that sort of thing. Fun stuff. Looks like I'll have a link directly to the announcement. I just hope that you can read Japanese. Or, yeah, these are all pictures. So, yeah, I hope you can read Japanese. Since we're already on the Nintendo DS, we also have some estimated shipping announcements for the 3DS. Looks like it is going to ship in Japan in February 26th. So those crazy Japanese people get their hands on the wonderful 3DS, which makes sense. Nintendo is kind of headquartered in Japan, so I can understand them getting it first. Looks like it's going to be a fun system. My experience from E3 was very positive using it. Seemed to work extremely well. And for us Yanks and those across the pond in Europe are going to get it sometime in March. So those of you that are repeated listeners, longtime followers, may remember me kind of sarcastically saying that it was going to launch in a holiday year back when we did our podcast in June or July. Okay, I was wrong. I'll admit, I'm sorry. Let's see. So that's what I have on the DS. On a little more of a sad note, if anybody out there uses the bookmark syncing tool Xmarks, it's a great add-on for multiple browsers. I think it's kind of for Safari, Chrome, Firefox, i.e. it syncs all your bookmarks, all your open tabs. It is basically a one-stop web syncing machine for what you like to do. They're shutting down. As of January 10th, 2011, they're going to close down their servers. They apparently were not able to make any money doing anything. They weren't able to find a profitable business solution using the technologies that they had developed from Xmarks. So, sad day there. Looks like for my cross-browser syncing stuff, I'm going to be going back to Google Bookmarks, which is nice, but it didn't work near as well as Xmarks did. So let's all wave goodbye to Xmarks, because we will miss them. Moment of silence. Okay, that's over. It's a short moment, yes, I know. And now on to what I have done this week. I haven't done a lot, as you all know. This is kind of our first foray into the weekly show, and so I haven't had a bunch of time to do stuff. But I did get a few things played. I recently downloaded Deathspank. Not the expansion, just the original one. And yeah, it's a rather fun game so far. Very hack and slash type with a little bit of strategy. You can't just button mash the same button over and over again. You do kind of want to switch up which weapons you're using, because then they seem to do a little more damage that way. It brings up a multiplier and it increases your like super attack thing a little better. Which up until haven't played very far, I just got the artifact. And then promptly lost all my weapons after I got ambushed by that army that decided they wanted it themselves. So that's where I am in that. Not real far, only about level 7 or so for my character. But I'm enjoying it. The dialogue is I'm not sure if witty is the word for it, but it is sarcastic. It's a fun game. I'm rather enjoying it. And then I've also went back to World of Warcraft recently. And for those of you who don't know, it is currently Brewfest, which seems a little early. You'd think they'd wait until October to do their Oktoberfest mock, but their Oktoberfest knockoff. But I just actually got the Brewmaster achievement, which isn't really all that hard anymore. You can probably get it in 3-4 days tops now, because the hardest part is getting the 200 tokens. And if you already have some tokens to be a member of the Brew of the Month Club, it's going to be real easy for you. I started with 0 tokens, did all. You basically get one of the achievements by doing the Whopper quest, the Whoppertinger quest, I think it is. You get an achievement by protecting Brewfest from the Dark Irons. Then you get one for killing their boss, get one for joining Brew of the Month. You don't have to drink all the beers from the Brew of the Month Club now. You just have to be a member of Brew of the Month. So it's a lot easier now to do that. All in all, as I said, you can probably get that done in 3 days tops. Well, 4 days tops. 3 days, maybe. Depends if you had extra tokens lying around or how good you are at your tokens. Yeah, so, and Brewfest, it's Brewfest. It's kind of fun. You do have a really easy boss that you can do, and once a day you get 2 frost badges from him and potentially a mount from a cask, basically. You only get that once a day, and otherwise it's just the trinkets that he drops, which if you already have, you know, high-level trinkets, like, say, from the Ice Crown dungeons, you're not going to really need the trinkets, I don't think, except for the Brew Maiden one, which is kind of neat, because you summon a Brew Maiden who attacks your enemies, and when you wave at her, she throws you beer. So, it's an easy way to get cheated, to get free beer, and get drunk real fast. What else have I been up to? I have been watching an anime. I'm not going to talk about it too much here, because I'm going to actually try and force myself to do a written review on this one with screenshots, so it actually looks like I'm typing something. Yeah, I know, miracle, huh? But it is Campfer, which is basically a transgender battle anime. I don't know if you'd call it a... Maybe it's transgender battle harem anime, because there's like 3 girls and 1 guy, but the guy turns into a girl to fight. So, yeah, it's really weird so far, and the plot doesn't make a lot of sense. They just know they're supposed to fight, but they don't know why they're fighting. And so one girl, she's going to fight to find out why they're fighting in order to get the attention of the moderators who chose them to fight. My kind of thought here is like, hey, if you're being told to fight all the time, but you're trying to get the attention of the moderator to find out why you're fighting, why don't you just get, you know, a few people of the opposite team that have your same mindset and stop fighting? Get the moderators down to, you know, try and enforce the rules, and then ask them why you should fight. But I digress. Maybe that happens later. I don't know. I'm only like 2 episodes in, which is why I haven't actually tried to do the review yet. I want to get more of my feet wet in the series. I'll hopefully have that for you by the end of the week, but I don't make any guarantees. I digress. Damn, I really need to slow down when I talk. And that is all I really have today. As I said, since it's kind of me solo, it's kind of a relatively short show. If you have any questions or if you have any comments, rants, want to tell me that I suck, tell me I'm great. I love being told I'm great. Go ahead and send us a mail to mail@thegameslave.com. You can also check out some wonderful t-shirts with art from the fabulous Zelda Queen at spreadshirt.thegameslave.com. And of course, visit us at www.thegameslave.com. In the meantime, have a great week and game on!